Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1271. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabbanan Zisel. Lilinishmas Belima Bas from Moshe and Lerifu Shleim Rifol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, we spoke about last year in reference to collecting together items in the house that were, if you want to call it, the Sefer Lamentes Melachos calls it dramatically changed. It was a major change done to the item. It's not in its original form. I just want to read how he brings it down. He brings it down very nicely in the English section. We get a better understanding what we were talking about from last year on page 310 in the Melacha Ma'amer and the Sefer Lamentes Melachos. It says, Ma'amer only applies to objects that are still in their original form. In other words, a fruit, it's still a fruit. An apple, still an apple. Plum, still a plum. Wheat, still wheat, or whatever the case is. If the object has been dramatically changed or processed to the extent that they are no longer recognizable, then this act of gathering is not prohibited, would not be usher to do. For example, gathering toys, right? Even a person's gathering together toys. So even one's made of wood or paper. Let's say you'll say, well, I have a toy made out of wood. Good. A toy made out of metal, maybe I understand. Metal doesn't really grow, whatever. But you'll say, well, wood. Wood is a tree. I have a toy made out of wood or paper. Let's say paper. I can't gather paper together. Right? So these cases it would be permitted. I'm not getting into the muksa part. We're talking about just now, simply sometimes paper possibly could be muksa, maybe in certain instances. So we're just talking about the gathering part now altogether. So even if it's made out of wood, paper, whatever the case is, it would still be allowed because these finished products are no longer in their original state. So one would be allowed to gather it together. It doesn't matter if it's outside or inside. Of course, in a case in time outside where there's an Erev or whatever the case is, it wouldn't make a difference because of the fact these things are totally changed. You have a toy. A toy is nothing. It was total change from, even if it's made out of wood, it's a total change from when it was a piece of wood. Similarly, gathering together, for example, cotton shirts, he says, well, he said cotton grows, but now it's a cotton shirt or other type of clothing would be allowed as permissible because the finished garments do not resemble the raw material from which they were made. Okay, so that's an important point to keep in mind. It's interesting to note that in some cases, gathering is permitted under more than one exemption. For example, collecting dishes, silverware together, let's say, again, in the case in time where there's no question of borer separating, right, for bad from good or whatever the case is, or just separating mixtures totally, assuming that there's no issue with that, but for example, collecting dishes and silverware is probably permitted because of various different other exemptions in the Melacha Ma'amer also. Okay, so be it as it may, I just wanted to read that. We have an understanding as to how this works, and we quoted from the Aruch HaShulchan last time and so on, and from the Sefer Ayel Meshulash. Now, the Sefer Shabbos Home brings down, interesting, on page 293 in the Melacha Ma'amer gathering, and he brings a good example. Also, the Sefer Lamentes Melachos brings something very similar in reference to leaves. Gathering together leaves will be a problem. Again, putting aside the muksa aspect of it because of the fact that these items are muksa also. But let's say one does it with their feet, for example. So he brings down, interesting, the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 293, the Melacha Ma'amer gathering is not restricted to gathering by hand only. In other words, you say, well, if I pick it up with my hand, right, let's say a fruit, the fruits fell off the tree, they're not muksa, they fell off in the middle of the week, I pick it up with my hands, I put it in a basket, that's ma'amer. But maybe if I kick it, that's a shinoi, that's a change, so maybe that will only be osur midrabanan. Will be a drabanan, you can't be over a drabanan, but we want to have an understanding. He says, any customary method of gathering an item is included in the Melacha Ma'amer. For example, it's forbidden to gather, it's also to gather twigs, right? Twigs, branches, or whatever, by pushing them together with one's foot, because twigs are often gathered together this way. In other words, a person takes their foot and they start gathering together a bunch of twigs from the tree or whatever the case is. So this might even be usher in HaTorah because of the fact that it's the regular way of gathering. And again, don't keep in mind the branches, the twigs, or whatever it is, fell off the tree and it's in its place of growth. That's where it grew, right? And it grew from the ground. So you have it grew from the ground. It's in the place of growth. And now you're gathering it together. You'll say, well, muksa are good. I'll use my foot. We know in general one is a lot of move muksa with their foot, let's say, right? So I'll gather it together. So that's what he says. It's forbidden staka also to gather twigs by pushing them together with one's foot because twigs are often gathered this way. He brings another example, interesting. Likewise, it's taka asr to roll one, to roll, not even with one's hand, but that springs on the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 293. Also, it will be asr to roll one fruit to another, because let's say with their foot or whatever, because this is custom, it's a customary way of gathering the fruit. Sometimes people, when the workers are in the field gathering, sometimes they'll use their feet, they'll push it together, whatever the case is. So that would also run under the Isser of Ma'amer. Likewise, it's also to roll one fruit to another, because this is the way that it's done. In other words, the bottom line is, when one is gathering, these items, it's the place it grew, number one. Number two, it grew from the ground. Number three, it's the regular way of gathering it together, Yimamish, it's running under the Isser Min HaTorah of Ma'amer. But he does say gathering in an unusual manner. And he brings that down, by the way, what we mentioned previously from the Sefer Zach of Hashomer. And now he says gathering in an unusual manner would still be Osir, but Min Midrabonah. In other words, if somebody says, well, oh, good, I can't gather with my hands, I can't kick it, I'll do it some other way. You know, I'll use my elbow, I'll pick them up and put them in the basket. They're on the floor. I have five apples that fell, whatever the case is, before Shabbos or even on Shabbos if you're using your elbow, but I'll pick them up, I'll put them in the basket with my elbow. Maybe I can do that, but that's still Asr Midrabanan. Good, you'll say it's with a shinoi, it's a change, it's not the regular way. People, the average worker in the field, the average farmer doesn't pick up apples with their elbows, but if you do it with your elbows, you're putting it into the basket, that will still be obviously Asr Midrabanan, even though it's done with a shinoi. Now, the Sefer Lamedtes Malachis, just kind of trying to go back and forth, we're working basically with the Sefer Ayel Meshulish, Lamedtes Malachis, Shabbos Home, so on. But he brings down the Sefer Lamedtes Malachis on page 307. He brings from the Lashon of the Mishnah over there and so on. But he brings Lamaisa, he says the Malacha Min HaTorah of Ma'amer would have to be for a positive purpose. It's sort of like, if it's not for a positive purpose, it's sort of like a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa type of a thing. Roughly, he explains it in the back in Ois number 8. He says it's similar to Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Okay, but be it as it may, it would still be Osir, even not for a positive purpose. For example, so just to read what he says, we should have an understanding also. The Malacha Min HaTorah of Ma'amer applies only where the gathering is done for, again, on page 307, where the Malacha is, the gathering is done for a positive use. Okay, so the Malacha Min HaTorah of Ma'amer is where it's for a positive use. Gathering items for the purpose of discarding them is Ma'amer also, but Midrabanan. Okay, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, similar, whatever it is, it's also Midrabanan. So for example, if somebody does the action of raking leaves, let's say they rake leaves, but they're going to throw them out, I have to clean up my backyard, right? So I'll just rake some leaves. And they're not pulling out any grass, and they're not, it's just simply leaves that fell off the trees that are raking them, but they're going to throw them out. So again, it's something that grew from the ground, leaves, obviously, and it's in the place of the growth. It's all right there, but Lamaisa, they're throwing them out. There's no positive usage over there. So therefore, that would be Asr, but it would be Asr Midrabanan. Still, he can't do it. It will be Asr Midrabanan, because he's gathering together the leaves, obviously, even though you'll say, well, I'm not moving them Muksa, whatever, until Kalachiyad. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now with Muksa, but Lamaisa, that would be Asr under the guidelines of Ma'amer, gathering Midrabanan. He does say, however, gathering leaves to form a compost pile, and they're going to use it for a positive purpose, that will be the Ma'amer Min HaTorah. He brings another thing, sweeping sawdust, for example, from a tree cutting for disposal to throw that away would also be running into the Malacha Ma'amer Midrabanan, right? Interesting, sawdust, if somebody sweeping that up, that's also running into a question of Ma'amer Midrabanan. So it's interesting thing to keep in mind. It brings another interesting case, gathering together rotten apples, right, in the orchard to throw them away, also would be run under the guidelines of Ma'amer. And of course, and that would be Midrabanan also. Again, we're not getting into the questions of Borer over there, if they're mixed up or whatever. But be it as it may, bottom line is, the point is what he's trying to make is interesting, that there is something called Ma'amer Midrabanan, when you're doing the act of ma'amer, you're gathering items together, right? What it might be, leaves, it might be, we spoke about the twigs, might be even minatayra, but if that's for positive use, if not, it'll be also midrabana. But what, because of the fact, all these items, even sawdust, it's in the place of growth, it grew from the ground, but since you're not going to be using it, you're throwing it away, so it's sort of like a melach shein tzricha legufa, but be it as it may, it will still be usher to do midrabanan under the melacha of ma'amer. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.